had to be cut out because it was under the power line.
But the first time it didn't kill it.
First time it didn't kill it. I guess it was because it was such an old tree, don't you imagine?
I guess so.
It was an old tree. It was tough. Well, these huge trees has been here so long until I guess it more or less had a good bit of age on it.
Do you know of any other thing? Do you have any other expressions that you would call a little quick rain?
Shower.
Okay. What do you call a storm that has a lot of thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm.
Okay, and if the wind were very high during the night, you might say all night long the wind
blew.
Okay. If the wind is coming from that direction.
That's south.
Okay, then you would say that the...
It's out of the south.
Okay, the wind's...
blowing south.
Right.
Blowing from the south.
Okay. And a wind that would be halfway between south and west, you might call what?
Southwest. We call that the mud hole back there.
Where?
If the cloud comes up from the south here,
uh-huh.
And we call that the mud hole because we always get a rain from that direction, seem like.
That's where the rain comes from.
That's where the rain comes from. We call it the mud hole. That's when we get our very best of showers. I remember during World War II, the family was still here. That was when Ms. was living. That was before all the children got grown and married off. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And my husband and I were the only ones that were married at that time. And he was off to war. And it came up a bad cloud one day here while in the afternoon. And I had never experienced such a bad cloud out of the mud hole. You know, they all knew about the mud hole. And whenever that cloud was over, you know, I had his brother. He was sitting in a chair. And I had his brother. His shoulders clenched so that I just almost dug my fingers down in it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I was frightened of that cloud.
Oh, I bet.
It was just a storm.
You know, every time there's a storm around here, Barbara's daddy goes to bed. He's so afraid of
sure enough,
thunder and lightning.
Uh-huh. I've heard of people used to take children and put them up on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get up on a bed with children.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't draw lightning.
Okay, well, if it's raining, but it's not raining very hard, but it's but it continues doing it for a while, what do you call
stormy.
Okay, real light rain, what do you call
a shower.
Okay, or if it's just barely
drizzling.
Okay. And when, what do you call the heavy white mist that comes out of the river, or in the morning sometimes you wake up and you can hardly
fog.
See? Okay. Does it get very foggy out there?
It does it in the wintertime.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, what
we have a dry spell, which we are having right now. We're having a real dry spell. We were laughing here the other day. I said, well, we wasn't paying our preacher, I reckon. Or maybe our priors is not getting no further than loft up here. Something's the matter, isn't it?
Yeah. Everybody's praying for rain. How does that affect your garden?
Oh, it's just dried up. We don't even have one. We didn't. You've heard where the yellow went.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where the yellow went. I wonder where my garden went.
It dried up.
I'm really going to miss that.
If the wind, let's see, the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, what would you say about the wind?
Wind, a windstorm, I suppose.
Okay, if it's getting gentle and then all of a sudden it starts to blow a little stronger, what might you say about it?
Picking up.
Okay, and if just the opposite happens, if there's a big storm and then it begins to calm down, what would you say about it?
I'd say it's getting a little bit weaker.
Yeah, okay.